So here's my question. And listen, I'm getting so tired of this, but there was a video that I did a stitch on where this white woman is complaining about black people, complaining about white people wearing their hair, like dreadlocks and, you know, such as that, where this is our natural hair. It's how it grows out of our hair, per our scalp. And yet we are being met with white people who are becoming defensive because we are the ones that being told that we have to conform and not wear the hair growing from our scalp the way that we fucking want to. So yeah, I'm pissed off. Okay, so now we're coming back to the fact that we have this young man who, in school suspension because he's wearing his hair in locks and they are so neatly done. He has them dressed so neatly. There should not be any issues with this young man wearing his hair the way he wants to wear his hair. His hair growing out of his scalp. Okay. And yet I keep looking at posts with white people saying, oh, well, it's not cultural appropriation that we're wearing our hair like this, even though we didn't see y'all wearing y'all hair like this until you became so intertwined with us. You know what I mean? Like seeing us and looking at us and taking from our culture and saying, okay, this is what I want to do as well. I'm going to do it because I like the style, whatever. But my question is, do white people get told that they can't wear their hair the way they want to wear their hair growing from their scalp? That is the question. And how defensive do they get for people of color as far as the fight that we continuously have in regards to needing to actually fight to ban discrimination against people discriminating against us in the workplace or at school for the way we wear our hair? Now it has come up that the update, the Texas high school is stating, it sends black student back to in-school suspension over his dreadlocks, stating the judge is stating that when they ruled that he cannot wear his hair like that, that does not go against the Crown Act. How does it not go against the Crown Act? And again, these people of color, black people cannot be racist. I'm just going to keep saying this shit. Racism stems from a superior group of people who believe that others are not superior like them. They don't believe that people are superior other than themselves and other people are inferior. We literally have white people telling us that we have to conform in order to be American. Are you serious? These people are not apologetic about this shit at all. And yet we have people like that Nikki Haley stating that this country has never been racist. We have people like Kamala Harris stating, the vice president stating that this country is not racist. We see other black people saying this country is not racist. How can this country not be racist when we have a group of people who still believe that their race is the superior demographic over other races of people? Make it make sense to me. Make it make sense that we have these people literally stating that we must conform to their ways. Because what they say per their ruling and their laws is that we can't wear the hair that is growing from the scalp of our heads the way we want to, because it does not conform to their standards. How is that not a racist country? How is that not a country of people that discriminate against other people for specific reasons based on how their hair grow? Our hair is natural. We want to wear it in a natural form. We do not want to straighten our hair. And so many of us will now be dealt with the issues of chemical relaxants put in our hair that could have formed some of the so-called issues that we have with our bodies. Because, hello, we were conforming. We were wearing our hair straight, putting the chemicals in, still conforming. And we don't even realize how brainwashed we are for these people. And they know exactly how brainwashed they want us to be, because that is a control that they seek and that they desire to have over people. They're bringing it, of course, you know, you have the Christian nationalists, you have Christian nationalism, and then you have these Republicans who are basically going to try to use their laws and their Christian views to force upon us to conform to their standards and their laws. Yet they are crying and wanting to be coddled, stating that they do not want to be the oppressed now, that we are discriminating against them because we're fighting against their discrimination. This is ridiculous. Because ain't none of us at a point where we are superior over these people. They continue to remind us that we can never be a superior race over them, regardless of how much they cry and whine that they are not going to be the minority, no matter how many laws and bills they overturn, like Roe versus Wade, because they are seeing that their birth rate of white, pure whiteness, is decreasing. And they're looking at it and saying, oh my God, we're no longer going to be the majority. We are soon going to be the minority. How can we keep up with this superior white supremacy leadership and complex? And now they're turning into the Christianity as their fight, because they're using Christian and their religion as a weapon against people. And still turning people against that religion because people don't want to be a part of a religion or views of people that demoralize and dehumanize other people based on their religious reviews. This is getting completely out of hand. And it's, I'm getting angered every time I see the shit. It's like, it's just angering me, you know? The fact that we, the Republicans blocked it, you know, the Crown Act from becoming a federal law. Why would they need to do that? Why would these people say that they don't want to not allow discrimination against people here? This shit is so much deeper and bigger than what we are realizing. It's about control. It's about power. It's about greed. I just don't get why these people won't leave us alone. They refuse to leave us alone. They get to do whatever they want to. They get to live in this world without the exhaustion that they force upon everybody else. It is exhausting to be black and or a person of color in this freaking world. Not just this country, this society, this world on this planet. Because it is far-reaching. It is totally far-reaching at this point. And these are the people that are behind it. Yet they're trying to be coddled and telling us that they don't want to be held responsible for shit that happened in the past, but yet they're continuing. They continue to continue the same shit. Different situations, different things, different, you know, it's crazy, but they continue to do it generations, after different eras, after different eras, after different centuries. They continue to move in that same path. Yet they're trying to be coddled and not held responsible for that past, but it's still in our present. It's really ridiculous at this point that we have to fight to not be discriminated, to wear our hair the way we want to wear our hair, just because they don't see it as American. What? Because our hair isn't straight and look like yours. We are different people. And we should be allowed to be different people. We should be allowed to be individuals in this freaking place. We should not be held by white people's standards because we're not white. And they continue to tell us that this is not a racist country, but it is stemmed from race. It is birthed in hate. It is birthed in racism. They don't even know how to move without being a part of that racial, being a part of the systemic racism. It's who this country is. It's who the world is. And these people do not know how to move outside of that. They've been moving in the same place and they're going to continue to move in that place. And when people kill me when they say we've been got, because they hear Bernie stating, okay, this is not genocide as far as what's happening in Palestine. Hello, we've been got. We've always, these people have never been truly for the people. They, politicians and politics is a game. And they've been playing this game with us for centuries. They do not care about the people. Never have. They care about how the people will help them get to where they want to be. So they make sure that they manipulate the game as such to help benefit them. But they do not care about the people, period. So it's like, when are the people going to realize that and start grooming their own candidates to be in place, in position? We always wait for people like Bernie Sanders. He stated that he was going to run. We didn't groom him and say, we want this person. We know that this person is going to fight for us. We know this person has their political views that match us. And so we're grooming our people to become this. The only thing that we're grooming is trying to make sure that our children become NBA players and NFL players so that way they can bring in money to the house. We don't even understand how big this monopoly game is. They gave us the blueprint, but we've never actually realized that that's the game that we were playing, because it's exactly like that. And this is just, it's aggravating me. And then you have these white people wearing their hair like that. And then they continuously, you know, state that, you know, I'd argue, this is in the red, it changed my view. I'd argue white people with dreadlocks is not cultural appropriation. Well, I still ask the same question. Do white people get discriminated against for how they wear their hair growing from their scalp? Do they wake up every day knowing that they might be discriminated against, or they might have to deal with the microaggressions at work based on the stereotypes of their race? These people know that they come from a systemic racism platform of white supremacy leaders. They know this. They're birthed in it. But the fact that they continue to think that we're dumb is ridiculous. And the fact that you have these people who are talking about Trump and that stupid ass sneakers, and they were like, oh, he knows how to get them. He knows how to get the black people. And I'm like, I'm not even going to talk about that shit. This is this country, man, these people. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to find a way. I want to take heed to the fact that I know I'm supposed to be relocating out of Florida. But where the fuck am I going to go? Because everywhere is the same. It's like, where can I go to not feel this damn pressure? It's like they are so exhausting to mankind, period. And it's like they don't even want us to live without that anxiety, because they bring forth it every freaking time we have to deal with it. Every time we see a headline, it's about them oppressing someone. This is like really ridiculous and crazy. It's just pissing me off every time I see it. How can you say that this boy cannot wear the hair grown from his scalp the way he wants to? But they're telling us that. And I'm so tired of seeing, this boy is a teenager. Yes, he want to go to school and yes, he want to learn. He needs to take his ass and learn from home. Virtual learning. Once your children get into high school, your children should not be oppressed and or discriminated against to the point where he's still suffering and needing to cry and shed tears. Make sure that your son is being virtual. He should be an adult enough where you got these states now stating that 16-year-olds can work 30-plus hours plus still try to get an education, which we can clearly see that they don't care about that. That's here in Florida, though, so I don't know if that's anywhere else. But if a 16-year-old can work 30-plus hours, then he can take his ass and learn at home instead of being in those people's school. Let's take our children out of these people's schools. It just doesn't make any sense. We need to restart. We need to start protesting against paying taxes to go to their schools once we make a dent in that attendance rate. I mean, it's like at this point, get the F up already and do more than a damn march. The fact that we have to fight like this to wear our own freaking hair. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, I mean, this is like definitely a rant. And then they get offended, make it sound like, why are y'all so angry? Leave us alone, then we wouldn't be so angry. They literally come on my post. I have a Facebook page. Know Your Worth or whatever. Protect the Legacy, Know Your Worth is my Facebook page. And I have white men coming on my post like all the time talking about, why are you angry? Constantly trying to debate us. Why are we dealing with this shit from y'all? Why can't y'all leave us alone? Why can't we wear our hair growing from our scalp the way we fucking want to? Answer me that. Why do you think that we're angry? Because you constantly, you are a part of a society that constantly F's with us. And we can't be anything but angered. Or frustrated. And the fact that y'all don't go through this shit, but you can't put yourself in somebody else's shoes and understand it is ridiculous. And the gaslighting, because you want us to what? Pretend to sit up there and eat a pile of your shit? No. Man, I'm just so fucking pissed off. This is ridiculous.